The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
It's time now for Margaret Gray's View on Entertainment. From her home in Santa Monica, California, Margaret Gray, nationally syndicated newspaper columnist, going to be talking with us this evening about the Grammys and what was on the Grammys last night. I know you had some friends over last night, Margaret?
Phil, we didn't have friends. Jason J. Delmonico had over a young friend of his, much to my regret. I know that I speak for a lot of mothers who saw the Grammys last night, because one of the opening numbers was something that was the brazenness of it, the courage, I guess, if you can use the word courage, to actually put something like this on television while there were millions of American parents watching TV with their children. And in my case, I had my son, and I was in charge of one of my son's friends who was over to see the Grammys. They wanted to see U2 and Train and all of their favorite bands. And what did we see instead? The notes that I took tell me that it was four performers by the name of Lil' Kim, Maya, Christina Aguilera.
Now, you're going to be talking about the Lady Marmalade thing?
Yes, the Lady Marmalade thing from Moulin Rouge.
All right.
Did you see this?
Yes, I did.
All right. This was, without a doubt, the most disgusting, the most pornographic, the singularly most filthy thing that I think I have ever been subjected to as a woman watching something on TV with her son. And, Phil, I am absolutely outraged that CBS would allow on the air this display of carnal, almost bestial bacchanal while I'm sitting there with my son and one of his friends who was visiting our home, and I only can assume that his mother believed that he was going to be monitored for his behavior and for the things that he would watch on television. Now, Phil...
All right, let me jump in, Margaret, as I want to.
Well, give me some perspective. Can you give me perspective on this?
All right, you're talking... Let me just say that I don't have a lot to say. I want to ask a question. The other little boy that was there is a friend of your son, Jason J. Delmonico's?
Yes.
How old was he?
He's also 11. These are two 11-year-old boys watching four women, Phil, strutting around in garter belts. G-strings, bustiers, there were strap-ons, there were the three-inch heels, marital aids.
No, I didn't see that.
Well, at one point, either Christina Aguilera or one of them was dancing around the stage, singing this song, Lady Marmalade, and waving back and forth what looked very clearly to be a marital aid of some kind or some kind of sexual aid. This on top of the fact that they came out of a makeshift boudoir as if they were four of the filthiest sluts. And let me underline that word, slut. The disease that they were promoting, the promiscuous sex that they were promoting, the acts of bestial and carnal bacchanal that they were promoting was unlike anything that I have ever seen on television. Now, this is not the worst of it. What happened later... You know, I'm very emotional right now.
All right, if you want to get a glass of water or something, and we'll bend.
If you don't mind, Phil.
Go ahead. We're with Margaret Gray. She is talking about her views on the Grammys. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Last night was the Lady Marmalade song, which was Lil' Kim and Christina Aguilera, Maya, and Pink. And this is a song from... It's an old song, actually. It was originally done by Patti LaBelle, and it's been brought back as a piece of the soundtrack. Who's the other little boy?
You know Bob Dunsman, the producer?
Yeah.
They live down the street from us. So their son, Kyle, was there. Now my husband says to me, Margaret, don't look now, but I think that you're... Jason wants to say something. Jason was upset. My son is 11 years of age. He had become aroused looking at these women.
He had become aroused.
He and his friend. Because he said to me, Mommy, it's all hard down there, or something like that. My pants are pointed in the front. the other little boy the same. I was absolutely mortified, that my son is with his friend in my presence, becoming sexually aroused, looking at these sluts.
Now, you know that you're being harsh. You're talking about four professional singers.
Four professional singers dressed like four streetwalkers. Absolutely.
Well, that's what they were playing, though. That
I feel... Please, don't talk down to me. I understand what they're playing. This is television, hello. This is television. This is coming into our homes. These two boys that were in my home became sexually aroused. I slapped both of them across the face. I had never been more insulted.
You slapped the boys?
Yes, I did slap the boys.
Why?
Because what do you mean why? They had become sexually aroused in my presence. I slapped both of their faces. I then closed my hand into a fist, and I did it again, only striking at them this time. I have never been more insulted. I'm in my own home, this slut-like behavior on television, and then the two of them becoming sexually aroused. I slapped them. I called up Teresa Dunsman the next day because Kyle slept over, and I said, I have something to tell you that I don't think you're going to be happy to hear. Your son is filthy. And here...
Wait a minute. Don't you think that was involuntary on the part of these kids? You say they got aroused. These are two little boys on the verge of pubescence, I guess. They're watching Christina Aguilera, who's the wet dream of every teenage boy in America, her and Britney Spears, Lil' Kim. In fact, all four of these girls. Don't you think it was involuntary?
It was an act of brazen immorality on the part of these boys. They were both filthy, and I slapped them. Now, I know what you're going to say. What did the other mother say? What did Teresa Dunsman say? Teresa Dunsman has nothing whatsoever to say to me about what happens in my own home. And if I want to slap her son across the face, he's in my home, I'll do that.
All right, well, you've got to hold on, because I got to give the phone number here. Because what started out watching TV, now you're slapping the kisser of some kid at your house. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray is on the line with us talking about last night's Grammys, the performance of Christina Aguilera, Lil' Kim, Maya, and Pink, dressed like, you know, prostitutes, singing Lady Marmalade. You say that your son and his friend became sexually aroused.
Absolutely.
And you slapped them across the face.
Wait a minute. You know, Phil, you're making this about me. It's not about me. It's about the brazen, filthy behavior of the sluts on TV and the two little filthy-minded young men. And my son was one of them, by the way. He also got hit.
But I'm just simply saying, you feel confident in hitting another woman's son.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind. He was in my home. He was behaving like a filthy little pig. Of course I slapped him across the face. I'd do it again.
And you closed your fist and struck him again.
You know, I know where you're going with this, Phil. Are you going to try to turn this into a child abuse?
No, I want to know what you did to this boy.
I slapped the filthy little animal across the face. And the next day I had his mother come and get him so that his stink and his filth wouldn't infect my home.
All because two little boys watching...
Phil, I am unmovable on this. Please don't insult me.
All right, hold on. 1-800, are we over the limit here? 1-800-449-8686. Two little boys get aroused looking at, and they're 11 years old, okay, so this is like preteen, looking at Christina Aguilera last night, and apparently Margaret slapped them both across the face. Did you get, Janice, this whole closed fist thing, too? She also closed her fist and belted both of them. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Margaret Gray. Her views on Hollywood and entertainment. This is the Phil Henry Show.
And now more on The Phil Henry Show.
We are back with Margaret Gray talking about entertainment, last night's Grammys, the fact that your son and a friend of his who were over watching the Grammys got physically aroused is what you're talking about.
Phil, Jason J. Delmonico is a beautiful, beautiful, innocent little boy. One night, he told me that he had a wet dream. And instinctively, as a mother, you reach out not so much to punish, not so much to slap, but to say, you know something, that's a bad thought, and I slap him across the face simply to almost send that bad thought sailing away from him.
And it Wait a minute. He had a wet dream, which is a...
Oh, you're going to tell a mother.
Margaret...
No, I just want to be clear. Are you telling me now? Is that it? My son doesn't say filthy things like that to me. Mommy, it's all hard down there because of that Miss Christina woman. I slapped the filth out of his mind, and I did the same for his filthy, filthy little friend, the son of the producer.
I'm going to be very interested to know how the family reacts to that.
Well, they have nothing to say about it. It was in my home.
Well, I think they might. 1-800-449-8686. Ashley, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, my God. I am so infuriated by this. And Mrs. Gray, I just think you have a warped sense of reality. And this is no way to teach your children how to deal with these issues. We're faced with sexual innuendos every day on TV, in the magazines, I mean, every advertisement, and in the classroom at work.
God.
This is no way.
Oh, my God. So
your child will never understand.
Did you see this song? I have to ask everybody this question first. Did you see the performance?
It has nothing to do with the performance.
Yes, it
it's the
does.
Way that
it
you handled
beautiful.
This.
And so they're allowed to wave dildos on television. Is that it?
Now, wait a minute. I didn't see anything like...
See, she thinks it's funny, Phil. The
I didn't see
of...
that either. I think
no.
you're exaggerating.
No, you know
here.
Something? You think it's funny, the corruption of a child. I don't.
I don't. I think that
I
you
don't.
Are laughing stock the way you handle this with your child.
A laughing stock?
And you're never going to teach him anything.
Darling, I don't want that garbage in my home. Now, I was told the Grammys were a celebration of music, not a celebration of probing genital warts, bestiality, sexual impropriety of every stripe, every kind of unisex, homosex. You know,
you should be proud. You should be proud that your child talks to you about these things.
He doesn't
talk to
me.
And you should learn to talk back to him.
No, he just sat there and got his little erection and didn't say a word to me until my husband said something.
Then you should have known how to talk
with.
To him about it.
That's what I had a problem with. He should have
come
to me and
said... he's going to be faced with this all his life, with different innuendos throughout his life. Are you going to slap him every time he tries to deal with
it? My son will make love to women that he loves, and only women that he's married to, and he will be faithful. And if you think that's funny, Ashley, I feel more sorry for you than you feel for me, because you have surrendered to the filth and the degradation of women. And
your son is going to have no idea how to deal with his sexual...
Are you a mother?
Your son is going to have no idea how to deal with his sexuality, lady.
I didn't think that you were a mother. I think that you probably...
I give up on this lady.
You
sorry.
You sort of just
She's
read magazines,
hopeless.
Don't you? And you just sort of do what they tell you to do. All right.
All right, I don't know.
No, she's not a mother. Get some women on who have children.
I give up on her.
All right, okay, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. I don't know, Margaret.
I only want to talk to women with children. I don't want to talk to single women who probably go out at night and slut about the way Christina Aguilera does, with her wide hips and the clothing shoved up every crack and the...
Okay.
Well, Phil, it is absolutely disgusting.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Maria, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Miss Gray?
Yes.
Are you a mother? Yes, I am a mother of two. I have a boy that's 9 years old, and I have a daughter who's 6 years old.
And is he getting all excited every time he sees
something? No, my son.
Good for him.
He watched the Grammys. There's nothing wrong with that. That is not the first time that women come out with underwear or water belts on TV.
Oh my God!
If you don't want him to watch that, why did you put it on?
I didn't know these four women were
going
to
come
out.
Well, why didn't you turn off the TV?
Well, I was stunned. I was shocked.
And another thing, I mean, who gives you the right to slap somebody that's not your child? Who gives you the right to hit a child?
Maria, let's put the shoe on the other foot. Suppose your little boy is over at my house and he's playing with my son, and the Grammys come on, and your son gets excited. I would think you'd want me to slap your son across the face.
I can tell you as a father, I wouldn't want you to...
Well, you're a stepfather.
All right, thank you. I'm a stepfather.
He is a father.
No,
but
it's not the same thing. I could beat his children bloody and
no,
he wouldn't
you
care.
Can't.
No, you cannot do that. I'm sorry, Maria, I'm interrupting. Margaret just said that she could beat my kids bloody and I wouldn't care.
Well, why do you care? You're a stepdad.
It doesn't matter. He's a father. He's a father. It doesn't matter if that child is not biological his,
Maria,
but he's
I
a father.
I want to be very gentle about this, but I can tell by the sound of your accent that perhaps... You've glanced around in a little bit of that Hoochie Mama clothing, right?
I'm sorry, but...
You know,
I'm not
all
a
right,
Hoochie
don't,
Mama.
We're not
I'm
getting...
not a Hoochie Mama.
Well...
I take care of my kids. I work. I take care of my kids. But
of course you
my
do.
Kids... My kids... You think your kids have never watched that? Your kids would have never seen a magazine or women in bikini?
No,
there's
they
nothing
have not,
wrong
no,
with
no,
that.
I do not allow Jason J. Delmonico to watch any program that A, exploits women, or B, shows them with clothing shoved up every crack and crevice, crammed into every hole, and prancing around
that's
waving
performance.
I beg your pardon?
That's a performance.
Yeah, look,
just performing.
That's from the movie Moulin Rouge, okay?
One of the worst films of the year.
All right, but the fact is, Moulin Rouge is a film about a brothel.
And it's a film that children can't get into. But turn on CBS last night, and there's Christina Aguilera.
Well, why didn't you turn it off?
She might as well have had a mule mounting her.
When you started watching that, why didn't you just turn it off? Who
that's
gives
a, that's
you the
see,
right
this is,
to hit a child?
Because I have to monitor what my children are watching and their friends. If that woman has her child over to my house, I have to monitor what he's watching and how he's reacting. He was watching some
no,
stuff.
No, I think
he
you're
got
the
excited,
one that should be slapped a little
and
bit.
I hit him. I punched him in the face, and it's good
I
for
think,
him.
Oh.
I think you're the
gonna...
one that should be slapped a little bit, not your kids. Because, I mean,
who's
gonna
do that?
You the right?
Who's woman enough to do that? I am a woman that...
Well, I bet you if you slap Maria's kids, she'd slug you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. 1-800, thank you, Maria. 1-800-449-8686. Do you understand what the people are saying when they say, don't slap my kid?
Do you understand what I'm saying when I say, don't bring your filthy little rug rat into my home with his filthy mind thinking about all the clothing jammed up the hole of...
Yes, okay, all right. For whatever purpose and from whatever point of view, you thought that the whole performance last night was vile. I understand. Let's go over to Cliff on the Phil Henry Show. Cliff, go ahead.
Hey, first-time caller. Had to make this comment to this lady. I have two children.
You know the dumbest thing
years,
anybody can say
married.
First-time
Ma'am,
caller. That is so lame.
Let me speak real quick. Let me say what I have to
no,
say.
But that's
I
first-time
think you
caller
are,
thing.
An undersexed, overweight, sitting on the couch, Twinkie-eating Hoochie Mama. That sits out here and makes comments to other about things that you can change the channel.
Do you
lady.
Have
you
any
change
children?
The channel.
Do you have children?
I have two children.
Well, then you
two
don't. You obviously
are very
let
well
them
married.
Watch
I
pornography.
Think you're, something's wrong
How
up
much
there.
Pornography
clicking,
do you let
girl.
Them let them watch a week?
Do what?
How much pornography do you let your children watch?
Ma'am, you can kind of gauge
no, I can
that
tell.
Yourself.
I can tell
obviously,
you
you're not
watch.
Doing that because you sat there and watched all these weenies being wiggles
stunned.
In the air.
I was stunned. I was stunned.
Well, then why didn't you change the channel, lady, and then hitting the kid? Is that the real way you discipline a child?
That's a child
no,
in
it's
my
not.
Home. The child is
You've
not allowed to
do that. You've got to explain to a child
no
what's
child
going
is allowed
on.
To have an erection in my house. I'll slap
Ma'am,
the
it's going to happen.
Face.
Puberty happens. It happens
well,
to me.
It doesn't
and
happen.
I guarantee it probably happens to you.
The only puberty that happens in my home is my own son's puberty, not some filthy little pile that comes into my home and says, oh, Mrs. Gray, can I watch Pink? Wave a marital
so,
aid in my
in other
face.
Words, you're just saying
oh,
your children
on.
Have a bad judge of character and they take a bad friend.
No, I was disciplining the child as I'm sure you'd want
Nothing
to
gives you the right
child.
To discipline anybody else's child unless you talk to the parent first.
If this guy Cliff, if Cliff's kid was in your house, I don't think he wants you slapping him.
Well, I'm
Absolutely
afraid I'm,
not.
I'm afraid
I would appreciate a phone call.
Well,
from
I'm afraid
you.
I'm going to have to.
Call me?
No.
Or
slap your
my
kid.
Child.
Slap your kid.
Well, that's the reason nobody's going to let anybody stay the night at your house,
well,
huh?
Well, I, you know, but that keeps all those nasty
You should have changed the channel if it disrupted
right.
you that much.
That's a very good point. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray slapped some kid who was a friend of her son's watching the Grammys last night because he got excited looking at Pink. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Margaret Gray is back with us on Margaret Gray's Take on Entertainment. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret, the question keeps coming up. Why didn't you change the channel if you didn't like Lil' Kim's dance, you didn't like Christina Aguilera's dance, and your son's getting aroused and his friend's getting aroused? Why didn't you just get up and change the channel?
Well, I wasn't in the room at the time. I was with Frank at the time. My husband's in a wheelchair. I was taking care of him. By the time I got into the room, the boys were watching this filth, and they were already aroused. I had no... I literally walked in. I saw what was on the screen. I saw their slacks were slightly misshapen, and I slapped both of them as hard as I could across the face, drawing blood not on the boy that was visiting, but on my own son. And
well, what could you have been doing with your husband that took you away from monitoring the behavior of the children?
That's really none of your business, is it?
Well, none of my business. You say he's in a wheelchair. What were you doing?
That's none of your business.
Margaret, I'm only asking...
I was giving my husband a... Is that clear enough for you?
You were having sex with your husband.
Yes, I was, in his den.
And you're upset with your son...
They're children under 18, under my control. I can have sex with my own husband...
In the next room, in a den, with a kid visiting?
Excuse me, Phil. All of a sudden now...
In the next room, in a den, with another kid visiting... You were on top or whatever you...
I was not on top of him. How dare you?
Then what kind of sex were you having with him?
The kind where I didn't have to take my clothes off. Do you want me to just spell it out? You are really stupid, you know that, and you...
All right, I understand now.
Oh, you understand now. And I knew suddenly what was going on because Frank was watching this on his TV in the den. I swallowed as fast as I could. I ran...
Oh, my God!
The door was cracked and I could see the kids... But I couldn't see the television. How dare you?
How dare you talking about this?
You ask me, I'm telling you.
1-800-449-8686. Don, you, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Great, thanks.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Ma'am, you have some serious mental trouble with the way you think.
Why?
Why? Yeah. Because if that was my child, I am a father of three. And if my child came home from your house and said that you struck him in the face or any part of his person, like any part of his body, I'd have you arrested for child abuse and I'd have your son taken away because
your son can come to my home and have his filthy little erection, but I can't do anything about it.
Well,
I see.
There's other ways to deal with it.
I tried dealing with it. As I said, I swallowed as fast as I could. I ran
into
the other...
I don't care what you do with your husband. That's your business. I don't care about that. I'm talking about what you did to your two children.
Thank you, because Mr. Hendry's very curious about it.
Well, look at you're talking to me. I wanted to know where you were.
I said I was in the next room servicing Frank.
Great.
And what makes you think, ma'am, that it's all right to do what you did with your husband in the next room? You said the door was cracked open. What's preventing the kids from looking in and seeing what you're doing?
Because I could have easily have raised my head up and said, I'm looking for one of your father's contact lenses.
Yeah, you could have said that. But as far as striking the children, like, what do you think the children are getting out of that?
So you like that excuse?
No, I don't like that excuse.
Well, the gentleman on the phone does.
I don't know that I think he's probably stunned that you're in the next room with the door cracked open.
So I can see what the kids are doing.
Well, they were sitting there watching the same thing Frank was watching while you were giving him whatever it was you were giving him.
Oh, so a healthy sex life is bad. Is that what I'm getting for both you guys? So both of you don't like that kind of thing.
We never said that, did we?
Is that your story, Don? You a little different?
Wait a minute. This isn't about our sexuality. It's not even about your sexuality. You brought it up. This is about you belting a little kid, okay? Because
he was looking at Christina Aguilera running around with only her panties on. So for me, I think that gives me the right to get up and slap him. And then wipe my mouth and go...
You know, I don't want to hear any more about your thing with Frank, okay?
Phil, it was difficult for me to go in there. I needed a napkin.
That's great. That's great. Bridget, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
I just want to say, lady, you've got a lot of problems. That's all I have to say. Because, you know, if you're
doing that, obviously
you were getting jealous or whatever.
Easy for you to pass judgment.
I mean, we watched the Grammys last night ourselves, and it was a good show.
Were
you
with your husband? Were you with your husband?
Yes, I was with my husband.
Well,
we were sitting there watching the Grammys, and there is nothing wrong with their dancing or whatever. They were just performing.
They were in G-strings.
I would say you were performing,
undressed.
Too,
they
on
were
the
undressed.
Other side.
Do you hear this music? Do you hear that music?
Yes, I hear the music.
All right. Do you know why they play this music? It's because I'm the entertainment sheriff. And when I come
you
into town...
You just have a lot of problems.
When I come
so I have a son, and he watched it, and there was no arousal there. I mean, we enjoyed the show. They gave out good Grammys. Everybody had a good time.
Bridget, if your son didn't get aroused at that little Kim dance, I would have him looked at. So do you think that's normal? My son's normal, or your son?
No, I'll tell you one thing. If you slugged my son, I'd have to go slug you.
They called me the entertainment sheriff for a reason. All right, I know entertainment. And when I come into town, I pull out the six shooters of my column, and I blast away on all of the genital wart-ridden dancers of the Grammys. And let me tell you something else, Bridget. I know how to polish a six shooter.
Yeah, and then you need a napkin later on.
How dare you? Phil, she wants you.
Yes?
I just want to say that my son and I do listen to your show
at times, and
we both enjoy it.
Thank you.
Your son needs help.
You need help, woman.
No, your son needs help.
You need help. You need help.
So in your mind, it's all right for 11-year-old boys to have their little crayons pointed to the moon.
We're not talking about Prince. We're talking about you.
Will you kill that music?
Why'd you kill the music?
Well, I don't need that fistful of dollars bullcrap.
But I'm the entertainment sheriff. Bridget?
I can't hear you.
I know you can't hear me
because your
radio's turned up. You foolish woman.
Turn it off! Entertainment sheriff.
I can make or break a career with my column. I can make or break a crayon with my column.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
My name is Phil Henry, and on this show I play the part of different characters who then talk to callers who don't know that it's me playing that character. Point of fact, that was me playing the part of Margaret in the preceding 45 minutes on this program. Next, you'll hear a sample from yesterday's show where I was playing a character named Vic Prell talking to a caller who didn't know they were really talking to me about the courage of Tonya Harding and Amy Fisher.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
I never thought in this year I would hear someone describe the action of these two women as courageous. Number one, it was selfish.
Well, I think if you think about it, look at what they did, it took an awful lot of guts to... Amy Fisher was a woman that loved her man so much she was willing to kill to keep him.
That might be called insecurity or an incredible amount of selfishness, but to say that women identify with that type of action, I find it to be insulting. And for you to say that I would someone gets in my way at the Flower Club is absolutely insulting.
What I'm trying to say is that while you or your friends may be more interested in trying to get into the Flower Club, are you willing to do what it takes to get into that Flower Club or into that ladies' social league or whatever it is that you're trying to do?
So I don't bother there with women's social leagues. As far as I'm concerned, that's all right and that's all well and good, but women are in business. Women are business owners, women are CEOs.
I think it's wrong of you to put down women's social leagues. I think they're very beneficial to women who don't have talent to be in the business world.
And I wasn't putting it down at all, sir.
I think there are a lot of women out there.
You're painting everyone with the same brush, and that's not right either.
I guess all I'm trying to say is that Amy Fisher was a woman who was willing to, as I said, press the barrel of a Red Hawk Super Ruger to the head of another woman and pull the trigger. That's love. You gotta call it what it is.
You
it's
have to
love.
Call it craziness.
I don't
if
know
she
why
was
you
defending
call
it.
She was willing
family.
To commit murder.
She was defending
her family or defending her life, it's courage.
Now, what about Tonya Harding having the courage to show the depth of her passion?
She
for
had
her
zero
husband?
Courage. She had zero courage. She hired somebody to whack somebody else's knee, one.
All right, Diane, but let's talk a little bit about that wedding night video. That was the courage to show the level of her passion for her husband.
So she needs to show that to the world. To prove that she has love for an individual, you've got to put your sex life on the screen.
Well, I think that
is absolutely positively the most degrading comment that you could ever make.
I'm not sorry.
I mean, you got to understand, Vic, that a woman, women don't want to have themselves be men. That's a very private.
No, to you and maybe to Diane, but to Tonya Harding, this was her chance to show people how much she loved Jeff Galooly.
I don't care how much she loves him. That's private. That's not up to me. I could care less.
Did you see the videotape, Diane? Did you see the videotape?
I would not even watch it.
All right,
I wouldn't
so you don't know what I'm.
Seconds.
You don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about there was a depth to their sex.
I don't really care, sir.
We don't need
don't
to hear.
Hear about
yeah, Vic.
It. I don't have any interest in being a voyeur. I can get what I need at home from my husband. I don't need to advertise it.
This is not voyeuristic. This was. They were. I'm talking about around the world, all 69 states.
Wait a minute. You heard the lady say she doesn't want to hear about it.
I apologize.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
Just remember, she had all that love for Jeff Galooly. Hey, by the way, last night's Grammys high point, that bluegrass was cool. I know that, you know, maybe you think that I'm just saying that, but I grew up listening to bluegrass music. I don't know, for some reason, the crew that I hung out with, and it was like the 60s, so there was a lot of kind of post-folk thing going on there, but they were, like, I grew up with kids who were playing banjo and guitar and, like, they were in folk trios. But did you see that bluegrass set from the, was it the Soggy Bottom Boys? And who's the cat? What's the guy's name? The guy, I can't remember his name, but the singer, Tominski, is that his name? What's his name, Janice? The soundtrack is here, but I don't know. It doesn't have the name of the. It does. Here it is, Dan Tominski, and did a tune, and then Emmy Lou Harris, who Emmy Lou Harris back in the 70s was part of this whole progressive country thing that was going on, and there was mainstream country, and then there were all these country artists that smoked pot. In fact, one of them just passed on, the late great Waylon Jennings. And there was Willie Nelson, and there was Jerry Jeff Walker, and bands like Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen, and there was the Asleep at the Wheel, and they were sort of these Texas swing dope smoking bands. They were, but Emmy Lou Harris kind of came up during that period. But the set last night, that bluegrass set, was very cool. And then out came the Dixie Chicks with Sheryl Crow, who, as much as we really love Sheryl Crow, the Hot Pants, you know what? Maybe not. Maybe next year. Just get back into a pair of pants and a leather jacket. You're cute with, you don't need that. And then the Dixie Chicks came out, and I noticed the little short blonde, ever since they got famous and they realized that they could go ahead and eat as much as they want, she's decided that that's probably going to be the choice she'll make. In other words, she's famous and they need to sing and look good on stage, but food is good too. So she came out in a kind of a gorgeous kind of mango print tent, and I think, no, she's not that chubby. She's, you know, porcine. Just a cute little blonde. And, well, cute little blonde. I mean, her head was small. The rest, well, you couldn't really tell. It would be unfair of me to characterize her as fat since there was sort of a Hubert Humphrey Metrodome thing going on there. You know, the air blowing up the skirt kind of keeps it feathered out, billowed out a bit. Now then, have we done enough on that? Okay, keep going. You know what I'm talking about when I say the Dixie Chicks? Are you into country music at all? I can't decide whether I dig country music or not. Last night I saw, see, bluegrass ain't country music. Don't even begin to make that mistake. Bluegrass, country music is the streets of Nashville, little bit of rhinestone, little bit of cowboy jacket, electrified, urban, not, you know, I own some horses, or I will own some horses someday, and, you know, I've got a middle class life, but there's still a little bit of strife in my marriage, and I'm sorry I hit her, but I love her so much. Now, that's country. Bluegrass is maybe someday we'll be able to go to the market to buy our food and not have to skin a possum for it. And, Mommy, do you think someday I'll be able to crap in the house instead of having to go down by the river? That's bluegrass. That's Appalachian. That's poverty. And it's very, very American. It's very, very just roots American. They call it roots music, bluegrass music. So anyway, I don't know. I really liked it, and now I realize that I feel embarrassed now because I live in a home that's worth about $1.5 million, and I'm talking about skinning a possum. See, it's silly. It's stupid. Suddenly I realize that even though I'm talking about white people, I don't have anything in common with them. I'm completely removed from their experience. And it's one thing to go into a tent, say, at the American Folk Festival and enjoy some guy, you know, rolling in my sweet baby's arms, and me sitting in my living room with the surround sound. Say, put on some of that bluegrass music. Put on this blue-ass music. You know, and putting on the electric fireplace, and your wife comes in with a Bose sound machine, and, do you want me to put on some of this blue-ass music? Certainly. Didn't they do the theme to the old Beverly Hillbillies? And all of that kind of removed observation of what is essentially a very tragic period in the American past, that of the Appalachian poverty strata, which, of course, the President Clinton tried to address with Vista. Thank you, and good night. Now then, you know, stop me when you hear this stuff. If you don't stop me, then it's just going to keep on going. Oh, my God, I just saw Mel Gibson with a promo for his new movie, We Were Soldiers. If you thought he looked stupid in his last movie, The Patriot, you ain't seen nothing yet. He was in a helmet. He was in a helmet trying to pretend like he's a hard ass. Look, Mel Gibson, I don't like that guy, and I'll tell you why I don't like him. He did that movie, What Women Want. And it was the dumbest thing I've ever seen a cat do, dancing around a room with a hat rack. I don't care if Fred Astaire did it. Everybody knows Fred Astaire was, you know, sort of borderline bisexual anyway. So I think that the whole thing that Mel Gibson did with that What Women Want dancing with a hat rack thing. And by the way, Helen Hunt, why don't you get yourself cast in a movie where you're a bag lady or the president of a country? That good-hearted waitress thing, which I don't even care. I know you weren't playing that in What Women Want. You were playing a good-hearted advertising executive, but it came off as a good-hearted waitress. And in, what was the thing? Castaway, good-hearted waitress, even though you were playing a good-hearted employee of Federal Express. You're still just a good-hearted waitress. Not that a guy doesn't need a good-hearted waitress in his life, and I do mean occasionally. 1-800-449-8686. Visit our website, philhenryshow.com. PHILHENDRIESHOW.com. 30-day archive, listen live, audio archives, webcast archive, special guest the celebrity ass, which, by the way, this week we've got a new celebrity ass up. Vote on whose ass you think it is. We'll see if you're right. Come tomorrow, Friday, we post the correct ass, or at least we identify the ass. See? And speaking of identifying the ass, this is the Phil Hendry Show.